Hey.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. Well, guess what? We've got a lot of cool things happening in this hour. We're going to be joined first by a gentleman who's been with us before. He's a fireman. Matter of fact, I think he might be joining us from a firehouse right now down in Texas. He's also a racer and an expert in diesel racing, diesel technology. He's run on the Bonneville Salt Flats and the Texas Mile and lots of cool things he has done. Mr. Greg Hoag is standing by a little later on in this hour. We're going out to Hawaii. That's right, to check in with Bill Maloney, the original motorsports reporter for this show. Many, many moons ago, the show's been on the air 19 years, so a long time ago. Bill is now semi-retired in Hawaii. He started up a new TV show. He's producer and creator of that, Ohana Road. And he's coming to the Monterey Festival of what have you, the Pebble Beach Week, and we're going to talk about that and museums and whatever else is on his mind. Telephone-wise, keep our number handy because you can call us at any time with any questions. We'll take your automotive questions. We'll take your relationship questions. We'll take any questions. Between myself and my producer, Matt, we are fully equipped to handle everything here on Auto World. So give us a call at 800-259-9231. Let's see if we can check in right now with a guy who we've had on before. He is very, very cool, to say the least. He's a fireman. He's a racer. He's an expert in diesel technology. And he is Greg Ho. Greg, how you doing?
Hello, Bob. Glad to be on. I'm real happy to say that the alternative fuel of the future is here, and it's diesel. It looks like that Mazda and GM are both bringing small cars into America, diesel cars. We've already had Mercedes, BMW, and VW here, so I think that we're going to see the 45 and 50 mile per gallon diesel cars, and diesel fuel is a lot easier to refine. It takes a lot less energy to make a gallon of diesel. Plus, with the new gas-to-liquid GLC diesels, we've got the ability to turn America's abundant source of natural gas into clean, abundant diesel fuel.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you have proven it through racing and through all the technology work that you've done, that you can kind of have the best of both worlds with these modern diesels. You can get great performance and this incredible fuel economy.
It is incredible. In our racing, we run the synthetic diesel, which has an unlimited lifespan and generators and stuff. Very high cetane. It's very clean, has no sulfur in it, and it has about 15% more BTUs of heat in it. In our street vehicles, we run that, or we run a combination of that and biodiesel. It's amazing where you can take a three-quarter ton pickup and tune it up a little bit and get 20, 21, 22 miles per gallon, which most people don't believe you when you tell them this. With the Volkswagens, the little TDIs, there's a whole sect of people in the world that their whole app is to get fuel economy out of these, and they're getting upwards of 60 miles per gallon with tune-ups and everything. There's a lot of performance stuff coming for the diesels. I mean, these people have been racing these things for about 8 or 9 years now, and of course I got hooked on this, and I've done land speed stuff, and I've done Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week, and I was the very first person to ever race a diesel in NHRA in their national event categories, and I'm soon to be back to the track with a new top dragster that we're putting together with a Chevy Duramax engine in it. I'm going to be driving most of the time. I have a talent development deal with a young lady named Becca Mercadel.
Mm-hmm.
She's a junior dragster champion, and she's moving up and pretty much just moving through my car to the next level. I see this lady being, young lady being in top fuel or pro stock in the next couple of years. She's that good a driver.
That's fantastic. And I know you've participated. I just love this event. You've told us about it. And the next time it comes around, I believe it's in October, the Texas Mile, you've got to rejoin us here on the broadcast and tell us all about this particular event, because it sounds, you know, kind of a little bit unique, to say the least.
It is. I was introduced to land speed racing a few years back at the Texas Mile, and I'm a drag racer at heart. And I went down there, and nobody's really racing against each other. Everybody's racing the track. It's a runway down at Beeville, Texas. It's 1 mile, and you just drive up to the line. It's the only place where I've ever been where the starter reaches in and checks your belt and checks everything. You drive to the line. They give you the go signal, and you have 1 mile to the laser traps that are 132 feet apart at the end. And you see everything down there, from street cars to the big Lamborghinis and the Ford GTs and the Corvettes, and they're doing 250, 260. Last year we had a Mustang with a Duramax in it, and we went 204 miles an hour.
Wow.
This year I'm thinking about taking the dragster down there and trying to hit 300 down there. Their record is 267 or 270 with a piston engine type vehicle. The mile is just, I encourage anybody that's in that area in South Texas to go to this event. Go to the Texas Miles website. It's kind of like a small version of Bonneville. The police and fire departments from that area put on a big feed down there, and everybody's friendly. Everybody's there to help. Everybody's there to answer questions. The pits aren't separated from the spectator area, so the spectators can come right up to your car, talk to you, which they do, and there's usually crowds around their favorite cars, and everybody just has a good time, and then they have a good feed for everybody that night.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'd invite you out if you want to come in October. I'll find something for you to drive.
One of these years, I'll take you up on that. Maybe when my daughter's a little bit older. She's only 10 months old, so for right now, I'll pass. But down the road, I want to come to this event. We'll definitely do that, Greg. That will be really, really fun. And you told me about some very unusual things that go flying down the Texas Mile too, including hearses and people on bobsleds and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It is incredible. Bob, I saw a girl 2 years ago on a street loop. Basically, it was a skateboard with a weed eater motor on it, and she had to put a little sign up that said "See me now" on the back of it, a flag, because the traps weren't getting it at the end. She went 98 miles an hour. They had a hearse go down there. If you can think of it, they'll make a record for you. The world's fastest barbecue pit. The world Segway. The world's fastest backwards driver. Everything you can think of. It's just a blast. They have a demolition derby car that's been down there every year, and it's painted up kind of like from the movie, fraternity movie, where they had the black car. I can't remember it now.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But it was a blast. I invite people down there. We're also going to be racing NHRA and IHRA and Top Dragster with our car. And then there's a motorsports venue that we're going to be doing a lot of this year. It's NADM, National Association of Diesel Motorsports. They kind of integrate the drag racing and the sled pulling. And it's pretty fun to watch sled pulling. A lot of these guys get out there in their pickups, and these are street pickups that make close to 1,000 horsepower.
Amazing.
And they pull the sled, and the farther down the track they go, the harder it is to pull. And it's pretty test of skill and machinery.
And I think it's really cool, that story that you told us a couple of years ago, where you actually drove the vehicle that you were going to be racing to the racetrack. You didn't trailer it, and the people at the racetrack were like, "Where's the race vehicle?"
That is one of my funnest times. We took Project X Diesel. It was Diesel Power Magazine's Project X, and we drove 780 miles from Texas into the gates of the race at Denver. Well, Denver's an altitude factor, so it was having about an 11-second standard that we had to run. And we entered. Well, when we drove in the gate, they asked us, we drove into this pit gate. Where's your race car? Well, we're in it. Well, we see your truck. Where's the race car? And we drove in and out of the gate and went to the motel every night with that. Had a blast. We put them.
Amazing. We'll have more on the other side. Don't go away, Greg. I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular used auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
A Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're here with our good friend Greg Hoag, who has an amazing number of stories to tell. And he's an expert in diesel power, diesel racing, Project X. And he was talking about Project X before the break there and just wanted to recap it one more time. So you drove this vehicle to the race facility in Denver, Colorado, and the folks just couldn't believe that what you were driving was actually the race car.
Absolutely. The technical people for NHRA knew I was coming, but every tech person on the property was there to help tech us. And we had a good time racing. We made a lot of friends. We made a lot of contacts. And it was kind of funny, on the way back, we were at the airport, and we were getting ready to eat. We left the car up there for a race that was going on the next weekend, and friends of ours were going to bring it back, or left the truck, you'd call it, and got to sit and eat with Don Perdomo. And
oh,
Don Perdomo sit there and
cool.
looked right at me, and he said, you know, 5 years from now, nobody will remember who won Pro Stock, Funny Car, or Top Fuel, but they will remember that gray truck driving 783 miles. Bob Fry just wore us out all weekend long talking about us. If you want to see a lot of the pictures, keyword on Facebook, Comp, C-O-M-P 461, Comp 461 is my Facebook page, and I've got all of the different projects we've done. We've been to Project X Beetle for Sin Diesel. We did Diesel Power Magazine's project, and we've got the dragster on there. We've got our diesel-powered. And we just had a good time. Plus, my Pro Stock truck that I drove 7 years ago where, for the very first Pro Mod race, we're between two diesel-powered Pro Mods, and had a blast. The diesel world is coming along fairly well. Got some growing pains, but I see that there's a lot of opportunity in racing diesel-powered vehicles. There's a lot of future for diesel hot rodding. You can take one of these Duramax diesel motors and put in an old-style hot rod and have a 30-40 mile-per-gallon hot rod. The Mustang we put one into averaged 35 to 40 miles per gallon driving all over the country.
That's amazing. And to have that kind of performance, too. I mean, what kind of horsepower and torque numbers are you talking about, Greg?
The Duramax diesel engine can make anywhere between 450 to 1,100 horsepower, depending on the way you build it, but the tune is the same down low. You don't change the tune. You could drive an 1,100 horse motor around town all the time. It just has more of a bottomless throttle than the lower horsepower version. And, of course, we tune all of our stuff to try to be smoke-free. And, of course, the Sin Diesel helps it clean up a bunch. The Sin Diesel, I found, it's kind of a funny situation of how I found Sin Diesel. I was looking for a high-performance diesel fuel and got with Jess Hewitt of Hyper Fuels, and this fuel they made was an ultra-high cetane, ultra-high BTU clean fuel that they were making for generators, because diesel fuel in generators, when it sets, and I learned this when as a fireman when we went to Katrina, diesel fuel, when it sets over several years, it turns into paraffin and
wow.
stops things up, whereas the synthetic diesel that's made from gas to liquid natural gas, the way it's constructed, it doesn't want to, it's got a 25-year lifespan. But that's just, it's probably longer than that, but that's all they'll guarantee it for. And so you can put this fuel in your generator and not have to worry about it every 2 years having to change it out. It's incredible, what's going on. I see that the diesel engine has more opportunities as in hydrogen, as in injecting hydrogen in with a diesel or injecting natural gas in to the intake of the diesel. Diesel is so bearable and so versatile. There's just a lot of opportunities. I see the hot rods coming back with the diesels. Once they start putting some of these diesel engines and more of them in cars instead of just the Volkswagen, you're going to see a lot of performance coming back that's affordable, where you're getting 35, 40, 50 miles per gallon.
Which is great news for everybody. Bring us up to speed on, I know you were working with a Volkswagen Beetle, a new Beetle a little while back. What's the status of that particular project?
That's Sin Diesel's Project X Beetle with Diesel Power Magazine. We went to the Texas Mile with it, and my niece, Connie Hogue, drove it. It was her first time. She was just senior in high school. We took her to drag week, and then we took her to the Texas Mile. That was kind of her senior trip. And she, the record at Bonneville for a 2-liter diesel was 129 miles an hour, and this is only a mile, where Bonneville's 3 miles, and she went 132.88, and then we came back around, and we were going to raise it up a little, and the motor let loose on us. I told her not to let off till it was upside down and on fire. That's what she did. But, you know, that's the good part about having drivers that may or may not be worried about what goes on in the engine compartment. They just put their foot in it, and she did a good job of driving it.
That's great.
132.88, which we raised the record. I know that at Fontville it should be good for 155 to 160, and that's the new little Beetle. That's also on my Facebook page, the Comp 461 Facebook page, all about the diesel. And my niece wrote a nice little article about her first time away from home and getting to go see what I did all my life racing. And she got to meet the Amish people, really incredible people. We ran out of water. We overflowed the radiator in Amish country and wasn't a gas station for 50 miles. And so Amish gentleman came out, was very nice to us, got us some, and then asked if we wanted to eat with them. Of course, he made my niece put on a dress. Said he couldn't have my niece in shorts around his daughters and sons. So it's a very, very nice people. Got to eat some really good on-the-farm food, and they got us some water to help get us back on the road during Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Where's the best place for folks to keep up to speed on all of your latest happenings, web-wise or Facebook-wise?
The Facebook is I've got a Facebook fan page. It's Greg Hoag's Comp 461 Motorsports, but it's under the keyword Comp 461, C-O-M-P 461. And hit like if you like it. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff this year. We've teamed up with Nitrous Outlet out of Waco, Texas. I've kind of pushed that everything I do, we're going to try to use American-made parts as much as possible. And Nitrous Outlet really stresses American-made parts. A lot of their stuff is all assembled there in Waco, Texas. And we're pushing them into the diesel world with our progressive controllers. We use the nitrous. We progress it up as the boost progresses up so the diesel can take it. We've got a lot of projects up and coming. Becca's going to be driving the car probably 20% of the time, getting ready for her move up to A fuel dragster and then to eventually to top fuel. But she's got to put her time in. That's the way NHRA drag racing works. You need to work your way up. So she's going to be doing talent development in my car. And she's under Becca Motorsports. And it's a lot of cool things on her. She is a very unique young lady.
That sounds great, Greg. So what's the very next event that you're heading to? What's next on the agenda?
We're looking at the Texas Mile in October. We're looking at going to the Texas Mile in October.
All right,
in the
cool.
Day, 13th to 17th.
Well, we'll be visiting with you before then. In the meantime, thank you for your appearance here today.
Thank you very much. As always, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Greg. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the house.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We welcome back you back and thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're live all across North America and we so appreciate you joining us each and every time at this very same moment. And you can listen to us when you're away from your favorite affiliate at GCNlive.com. And knock on wood, beginning next week on my project site, Automotive Radio Network.com. Well, this next gentleman joining us has been a friend of mine for many, many years. He was the original motorsports reporter for Auto World. Nowadays, he lives out in Hawaii. He created and is the producer of a very popular television show, Ohana Road. He's also a newspaper columnist as well. And it's always fun to have Bill Maloney join us here on Auto World. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How's everything back on the East Coast?
Everything is hanging okay. It's we've had a hot summer with a lot of humidity. What's the weather like there in your neck of the woods?
It's always good, Bob. As you know, I live in a condo overlooking the ocean, and I'm looking out right now, and I see at least 100 surfers out there.
Wow.
Probably 20, 30 sailboats. A warship of some kind on the horizon, a big Hawaiian Airlines plane taking off for Tokyo, and lots of paddlers and a couple of yacht clubs. So that's right in front of my my digs here. So it's always nice. Let me ask you a question. I noticed in your resume that you do a Haggerty show.
Yeah, for the last 17 months it is right now. It will be 18 beginning in September. Yeah, it's a one-hour, once-a-week show devoted to classic cars. Yeah, Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars.
Good, good. Yeah, they're really, really strong. They're doing television spots, and they've got an event at Monterey this weekend, so they're a good company.
Yeah, I hope to be at that event, their annual little kind of gathering on Thursday night, and kind of a kickoff. It's funny, you know, you have been going to Pebble Beach, and so have I for many, many years. They used to refer to it as the weekend, but Bill, nowadays it's really a week-long series of events.
Yeah, some people are calling it Holy Week. Yeah, that's the new thing. It's not, in fact, everything started like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then Thursday morning, there's something. And I got something the other day that Wednesday night, and then Thursday alone, there's Infiniti, Haggerty, Cadillac, Lexus, Lincoln. It's all in one evening, and I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And our friend Barry McGuire, of course, will be there. And did he share that experience he had with you last year when he went to the hospital?
Oh, I know. What
Wasn't
an amazing
out of,
story.
Out-of-body experience?
Unbelievable.
Gosh, we had breakfast here at the Royal Hawaiian recently, and he told me, and I said, my gosh, what a story. I said, you got to send that into Reader's Digest.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, thank God he got through that okay.
Yeah, he sounds great, looks great, and can't wait to see him. There's another thing happening in Monterey that you may or may not be aware of, and it's a new museum of automotive art.
And no,
it's put on as a gal named Sally Shea, and they got a website, www.montereyautomuseum.com. And you hear this, you say, my gosh, do we need another auto museum? But then you start to think, well, it's Monterey. It's Pebble Beach. It's Carmel.
Yeah.
It's Mecca. It's where it is. So they're having a little get-together, but they've got a video out that they're offering to clubs and TV shows. And it sounds like they had a restoration shop coming up. And it sounds like they really mean business. And they're going to announce, I believe, next week, where the site will be and what it's going to look like, and so it's going to be quite an interesting project.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great one, to say the least. And you're right, there are a lot of great automotive museums around the country, but it sounds like they found that special niche and also that very special place that has become, like you say, Mecca Holy Week. Can you believe the number of auctions that they're having? There are five different auction companies.
Oh, well, gosh, yeah, there's Gooding, R&M, Meekum, Russo, and I don't know, Blackhawk always has a show.
Yeah, Bonhams.
At Bonhams, yeah, right. That's the one at the Quail, I think. And, then they come away and say, well, we only did, $29 million this year. Who are these? Someday someone's going to do a little story on who these bidders are.
That's what we got to get in on that. We got to there's some money to be made. There's some money to be made. You and I need to make the money.
Hey, man, we'll do a show all about bidders. You could be a bidder. But, yeah, when I watched Barrett Jackson and Bob, I came thinking, who are these people? You know, just to sit there and a 13-window VW went for $275,000 at Barrett Jackson in Orange County 2 weeks ago.
Unbelievable.
VW, oh, my gosh.
And how much were those new, Bill? I mean,
two grand or something.
Jeez, so
you always notice they're serving booze at those things.
I know, especially Barrett Jackson. I mean, if you are a registered bidder at Barrett Jackson, you are given coupons for I don't know how many drinks, but enough to get you in the mood to buy stuff that are... that you don't need and can't afford, but nevertheless, it's fascinating. And I was speaking on the program here today with a representative from Gooding and Company, he thinks that they're going to have a world record at the Gooding Sunday sale. They've got a 1957 Ferrari Testarossa. This was a race car that Phil Hill drove and Dan Gurney drove and a whole who's who of people drove. But he's talking about getting $13 to $18 million for this vehicle. Can you even imagine such a thing?
It's just mind-blowing. It's more than the Ford Daytona Coupe.
Yeah, exactly.
Which Carroll Shelby at one time said, who wants this? Get out of my shop.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, ironically, that was the American record there set at Mecum in Monterey just 3 or 4 years ago at $7 million.
That's right.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that Testarossa, and it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful, but I
just stop and think. I mean, what do you do?
Between you and I.
Stare at it. I mean, you can't drive it. It's a truck. You know.
I mean, we're supposed to be unbiased journalists here, but we're on the radio. I'll tell you, if I had the money, $13 million, you got to be kidding. No way.
Yeah.
Even if I was a billionaire, if I was Bill Gates, no way. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. We got to find out more about who these people are. You know?
We got to tap into their money. That's the more important thing. We got to work the angle, you know.
Yeah, right.
TV show. You're the TV guy.
TV shows. We noticed the proliferation of new magazine format car shows like Car Crazy and My Show with Top Gear really being popular in BBC and Top Gear going into second season on the History Channel.
Yeah,
and now a show called The Car Show
with Adam Carolla and Dan.
Really expensive. You know, they got a set and a set design and a live audience, and they go here, they go there. That's a bunch of money for Speed Channel.
It definitely is. And, you know, of course, Adam Carolla's kind of made himself the king of podcasting with his CarCast podcast, and, you know, does bring some credibility. I put my money on that show more than I do the American version of Top Gear. I will admit that I've only seen previews. I've only seen bits and pieces of the Top Gear American style, but I don't think the Americans can do it like the British show.
No, and I think you're right. And the other one, he's got Dan Neal on there, who's pretty good.
Credibility. He's got some credibility.
Yeah, very, very much. Sally, the basketball player, another comedian.
Exactly.
They do a lot of good stuff, and they do their homework. So.
When we come back, let's talk Concorso. Let's talk about secrets. Let's talk about everything. Bill Maloney is with us. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Tonight We Ride.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Vendors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Vendors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World on the GCN Radio Network. You can listen to us live there. GCNlive.com, coming soon. Also at my new website, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Bill Maloney is with us. And Bill was the original motorsports reporter for this show. He lives out in Hawaii now and founded and produced the TV show Ohana Road, and newspaper journalist out there. And we're both going to be in Mecca for automotive folks. I like it. Holy Week. That's a new expression. Coming up this week out in Monterey, California, and so many events to talk about. But let's talk a little bit about Concorso Italiano. This is the largest Italian car show, not only in America, Bill, but the entire world.
Where can you see 150 Ferraris? And just, you know, parked on the lawn. And
Exactly. Then
you walk along and you'll see an Aston Martin. You'll say, wait a minute, that's not Italian. Well, it's a Zagato body, you know.
Yeah.
And then you see the Lancias and the old Fiats. And so if it's a spaghetti car, you'll see it there. It's amazing.
A spaghetti car. I like that.
You've got a big event.
I've got two expressions from you here tonight. Very good.
I'm not charging for it, by the way.
You're on fire. Tell us a little bit about Ohana Road. What's going on with your TV show?
We moved from KITV, which is ABC, to Fox, KHON, which is nice, right in front of their main news show on Saturday. And Kia is our sponsor, and you know Kia sales are going just crazy.
They are going through the roof.
I get a couple of news releases a day from News Alert, Media Alert, and just every other one says Kia up 20%, 30%, 40%. You know, somebody else will be holding their own, or up 3%, they're up 40%, 50%. It's insane, and the cars are good. They work. They've got some good stuff.
Yeah, especially, you know, some of the recently introduced vehicles. Certainly, you can't argue with that new Kia Optima. That's a really good-looking vehicle. Good price point on that. I'm not a fan of the box vehicles, but if I had to buy one, I would buy the Soul. It's really got much more of a personality.
I'm thinking more and more the same way. It's kind of cute.
It is, definitely. And they've done a great job with their SUVs, too. The Sorento is a great
vehicle. Right. Even the Sportage I kind of like if you want more compact, you know.
Absolutely. So that's great news.
Yeah, and they're on a roll, and they're doing good things. And they're racing now, as you may or may not know. They got the they got the Forte Coupe, and they call it Coupe with K-O-U-P.
Yeah.
And it's racing in the Continental Tire Series.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
In the lower echelon series of the Le Mans Series, but it runs the same weekends, like at Elkhart Lake and so forth. And first year they came in second somewhere, and now this year they've had two podiums, and they're looking good.
That's pretty decent.
I think they got on the podium at Daytona, and I sent one of the guys at Kia Corporate, which is in Irvine, California. I said, "Gee, you ought to call that new car you know, jazz one up, put racing stripes on it, and call it the Kia Daytona Coupe." You know,
very good.
Maybe someday I'll get the idea. You know,
that's right, and I hope maybe you'll get the credit for it. That would be cool.
Now Jaguar is the big car at the races, as you know.
Of course,
I guess there'll be a lot of Jaguar people there.
Big anniversary for the E-Type. Who can believe it? 50 years for the XKE here in the U.S.
I know, that's big. Gorgeous car.
Yeah, Jag is doing some really, really nice things. And, you know, I'm glad that they're going to be producing that ultra, sports car.
Yeah, the auto show, that is something else. Now I see in Auto Week that they're seriously considering a baby Jag, as they've tried a couple times.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go against Porsche, two-seaters and so forth.
Yeah, there's a couple on the horizon. They're going to build a... Like you say, one to go against, kind of slap below the XK, go against Boxsters and BMW.
And so forth, yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, they are going to return to, kind of the compact sedan market to go against the BMW 3 Series and the A4 and the Cadillac CTS and Mercedes C-Class. They did it before with the X-Type, but this time, you know, styling-wise, I think they're going to get it right. I mean, they seem to be doing lots of things right there, Bill.
Yeah, the car, it looks sleek. I drove a XK120 MC 15 years ago at the races in Monterey.
Wow.
And had a heck of a day. The car had no brakes. I didn't know that. In fact, the owner was a rich friend of mine. He said, "Hey, I got a bunch of cars there. We're having a belt at his club in San Francisco. You want to drive the MG or the Ferrari or the Jag?" Well, okay. XK120 MC means something competition, so it's lightweight and it was hot. So we take it out the track, and I take a few laps. And I come in, I said, "Geez, this thing is storms, but it's got no brakes." So we go and find a couple more Jaguar guys, specialists, and they come over and they look at it. And I said, "That's the way they are, period. You know, live with it. This guy was taking out $100 bills saying, fix it. They don't stop, period. And that last turn, turn 14 at Laguna Seca, you're going in, you know, flat out and forth, and you've got to get out of second gear and take a left-hander. And you need brakes, or you throw out the anchor. But we did pretty good. We started 24th, came in second, so what the heck, you know.
Absolutely. What's that like, Bill? I have never had the pleasure of driving there at Laguna Seca except on press events, but what's it like during the historics? That must be really cool to be out there.
Yeah, I've driven there five times, twice in a Healey, once in the Jag, and once in an Elva Courier. And it's a big gala thing. Steve Earle ran it until, you know, last year.
Yeah.
And his philosophy was, it's all about the cars, not about you. So don't play hero. You're not, there's no trophies, no nothing. You know, have some fun. People want to see the Ciata and the old Jags and so forth, and not you. So don't be a hero. And if you do, try to, you know, do something wrong, and he'll get you for it, or he did then.
He did, yeah.
And I remember we had one practice session. It was 8 in the morning. It was so foggy, we just cruised around. I couldn't see the car in front of me.
Wow.
But, it's a gala. It's just a lot of fun. You prepare for 6 months, and you bring up crews, people, food, motorhome, room for 10 lakhs.
Amazing. Again,
it's all over. Bang. Go home.
Yeah, again, it's all money. Why can't we tap into this money?
I don't know.
We've got to do this.
Same thing with the concourse. Like, people come from Japan for 4 hours on a lawn.
I know. We, you and I can find a lawn someplace, and we can get them to come.
I'm with you.
I'm open to suggestions.
You'll be covering some things there, I presume.
Yeah, I'll be out there and covering. I'll be there, concourso. I hope to make it to the Haggerty Affair on Thursday night, and I'll attend some of those other events there on Thursday night, and I'll be there. I'll be broadcasting live on Sunday from the TrueCar.com little hospitality area, so I'm going to be doing...
Where will that be, Bob?
Near Jaguar, near, as they should, as I should properly say it, near Jaguar, and along there, I'll let you know, we'll have signs up.
I'll see you at Concourso, you know.
Yeah, we can, you know, maybe, you know, between one of my radio shows, we'll get you on there. That will be some fun. And maybe by then you and I can put our heads together on how to pick some money out of these folks' wallets.
Boy, they're all up there. Believe me.
And we've got plenty of ideas.
Just go down the line to the Rolls Royce hospitality area and all that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we've got. I mean, we're not going to rip them off. We're gonna give them a good. You know, if they want to put on their own Concours, they want their own TV show.
Yeah, well, TV show, radio show. After that,
we'll do the whole thing. Why don't we do three? Hey, we'll do the radio, TV show, Concours.
You got it, Robert. I look forward to seeing you, buddy.
All right, Bill. And remind everybody about the good work you do there in Honolulu for the paper.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to next weekend.
Looking forward to it as well, my friend. Safe travels.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you live and in person, hopefully, there. Off air as well as on air from Monterey. He is the one and only Bill Maloney, and a great guy. Guy that's been with me for many, many years. The original motorsports reporter for this show. Bill, as a passing word here for all of our listeners across North America, what do you think? What's the hottest thing in motorsports right now? What do you think?
I think people ought to keep their eye on Austin, Texas for the Formula One race. Just keep looking for the press release, and it's going to be wild.
Hey, that sounds really cool. You heard it first right here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.